Today I'm going to share with you a very personal dialogue that I've had with myself across all years of my life. It's about my relationship with time. I have always been so fascinated by the construct of time and how humans use it up or experience it on a personal level. I'm hoping that I can connect with one of you on how significant this experience is and analyze how time is viewed and revered and appreciated by its own users. I deliberately phrase the sentence construct of time because in my teenage years, I've connected with the belief that time is merely but a social construct. I think I was trying to be cool or something, but I deeply believe that time is something experienced in relation to each person individually. And that time was something that is innately so personalized, but somehow it was shaped and tailored according to what society has dictated it should look like. I thought that time was being decorated by all those activities and accomplishments that society viewed as adequate to the person in each age bracket of his life. That there were spoken and unspoken expectations of a person's timeline. I think this narrative consumed me so much because I was in school still, and I was so eager to imagine what my life would look like after graduating and achieving that milestone and moving on to the next big thing. I also have to mention the most important influence of all, which was that I had a terrible, terrible sense of time. Like, really bad. And I still kind of do, but I've become way better since. But from my young age up until recently, the hours of the day flew by me, and I had a helpless sense of loss of control over my time and my day. I was caught up with doing assignments and going out with my friends and spending time with my family and playing sports and all, that I always felt like I was chasing the next time slot I have dedicated in my planner for each particular activity in my day. I also take my time doing things. Such a long time finishing a task. But I typically don't like rushing anything, and that is sort of a personality trait of mine. I give everything I do the most dedicated effort I'm capable of. And even though it might sound like a good thing, but it made me spend longer hours on one particular task. And it's somewhat very effortful to do. The point is that I have had time as a motif in my life, and I tried to observe its workings for so long. The idea that time is a social construct is something I can't completely falsify. Because to a great extent, society does enforce on us certain expectations to be met in a certain time frame. And that is so limiting and debilitating in my opinion. But I believe that everyone has been open to the idea now that everyone has their own time frame and that you can't be expected to have the same achievements as someone else and that everyone has their own path shaped specifically to them and to their circumstances. It has made me so, so happy to see videos of influencers and motivational speakers rotating this idea around everywhere online. It has also become a dialogue shared between families and their children and people with their friends. The phrase that you have your own design path and that to each their own. It is satisfying and assuring to see that it is being said, despite the fact that it may not be fully acted upon by people to that desired extent. On top of that, I always said time is an illusion. I said it jokingly, but seriously to my friends. I was just so out of breath trying to keep up with my days, and I also felt like it didn't make any sense how all the days merged into one sometimes. And so I just thought that time in real life was like a series of different dreams that you have after one another in one single night. Again, I thought I was engaging in some groundbreaking and very cool thought in my early teenage years. But with all jokes aside, it holds some truth and makes a lot of sense to me to this day. I just don't think it as much because I know that time, when it comes to critical situations, can be very, very real. I moved on from my adolescent years and into early adulthood, and still time mesmerized me. I still couldn't wrap my head around how one day felt like an hour, 4 months felt like 1 month, and a year felt like 2 years combined. I keep having trouble with remembering the timeline of my life. And yeah, it's true that it could be me just having a very bad memory, but also the fact that everything happens at such rapid speeds that it's so hard to keep up with all that time gone. Time somehow felt slower in the past, but as I grew older, the years slipped away from my fingers and I found myself once again trying to sprint to catch up with my years. An interesting observation I have made was that when I had a very eventful year, time felt like it breezed by. And when I had an uneventful year, with a slow rhythm, it also felt like it passed by so quickly, because nothing much happened that amounted to a full year of memories in my head. So regardless of running around or slowing down and taking things bit by bit, time always seems to be racing towards an endless destination. And an interesting thought is how people say, "My life flashed before my eyes," when they experience a near-death situation. This goes to show that a long lifetime can be compressed in just a few seconds in your perception of your time in life. This has always made me wonder about how fleeting life actually is. I don't want to send the message that time moves by so fast. I mean, it does, but we have the power to slow it down. Take it all in an effort to have more control over our time and hence over our experiences. I'm urging you to take a passing moment with me to visualize how you want the grander part of your time to be spent like. Not just how it looks like and what exactly you're doing in it, but how you are feeling during that time overall. Since my relationship with time is all based on how I feel towards it and how I'm trying to feel about it, I want you and me to give the same amount of importance to how we feel being alive in this given time. Maybe you thrive off accomplishing many significant endeavors, and maybe your single endeavor is to slow things down and enjoy the small tasks you do in the day. There is never really a right way to live life. You can occupy it by whatever your heart desires. And do you notice how I circled back to how most people say each one has their own path and personalized journey? But the most important element you must have when you are decorating your time is to be happy, to be at peace, content, and thankful for what you choose to do. I hope you are as mesmerized by the concept of time the same way I am. And to reach the main takeaway, which is that time is precious and we have little control over its passage. It too has its own track, but you get to carve a trail for yourself in it. So do what you enjoy, what exalts your soul, and what satisfies both your passion and your rational mind. When time is moving forward anyway, you have no other choice but to move forward with it. Me today has a new idea about time, which is that it is there for us to move and flow with it, not to stop and stare at it, questioning its mysterious workings. I might never stop wondering about time, but I'm surely spending less time on trying to figure it out and more time on living each second doing what I desire without really worrying about it too much. Time is not a race, it's an experience to be had. This is actually part of the reason why I named this podcast Seizing the Day, because I realized that all we have is a day, and when you're living in that day, you get to experience all of time and the extent of it. You're soaking in all the hours, and you live these hours in your only given present. Thank you so much for this chat and for taking the time out of your day to tune in. I appreciate your presence fully. This has been Rukaya with you. Talk to you in a new episode of Seize the Day.